Good day to you. This week's second look takes a closer look at one of the verses the children shared with us at our children's Christmas service yesterday from Micah 5, verse 2, and maybe just focusing on that first half of the verse. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah. When we think about Bethlehem, we think about Luke chapter 2, that Jesus was born there. That the Roman emperor wanted to know how many people were in his empire. And so in a roundabout way, we see Mary and Joseph, who were from the line of David, going to Bethlehem, where their family came from. That was their family hometown. But Bethlehem really had only one claim to fame, at least as far as I know. Bethlehem's claim to fame was the hometown of King David. The great King David, his family came from Bethlehem. But by the time Jesus was born, Bethlehem, which still remains small, was not significant at all. When we say Bethlehem Ephrathah, it's like saying Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Which one are we talking about? Bethlehem. Which Bethlehem? The one in Judea, where King David was born and his family came from, and where Mary and Joseph had to go. This small town in Bethlehem. This small town named Bethlehem. Out of this small town will come for me, God says, a ruler. A ruler whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Right? This would be God. God would come from Bethlehem. God would send his only son into the world in Bethlehem to be born there in a stable. And his first bed was a manger. Bethlehem was small and insignificant. It still was small and insignificant at Jesus' time. And yet Bethlehem today, for you and for me, is filled with significance because it is the place where God sent his son out of great love for you and for me, a Savior born for us. He is Christ the Lord. This week we celebrate his birth. This week we rejoice with the shepherds and the angels, with the wise men, all those who came to see Jesus, came to Bethlehem, and there he was, the fulfillment of God's promise and God's prophecies, a Savior for you and for me. May God bless your worship this Christmas week. I look forward to seeing you on Friday and Saturday, on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Have a blessed week and Merry Christmas.